This week's auction of Mahatma Gandhi steel rim spectacles, simple brass bowl and plate, worn sandals and pocket watch for $1.8 million raises a question that's good to ponder in these times. What's of real value? What would you pay at a yard sale for sandals, a bowl, a broken watch, and specs that are 60 years old, even $20? What makes those items worth so much more just because Mahatma Gandhi wore those tattered sandals, ate goat curds from that bowl, and used that pocket watch to see through his spectacles that he was 6 minutes late to his last evening prayers? Did Gandhi himself see those items as being worth much? Now, I don't want to sentimentalize the Mahatma. Anyone who's read his extraordinary autobiography, The Story of My Experiments with Truth, knows Mohandas Gandhi was a shrewd showman who brimmed with contradictions, a Cambridge-educated lawyer who donned a loincloth to identify with the poorest of the earth, but cultivated wealthy contributors. In fact, at the time he was assassinated, he lived in a mansion lent to him by a rich industrialist. The bowl and sandals he used were props of a kind to remind himself and the world of India's poor. He rode third class on trains to visibly associate with the poor, but Congress Party members would buy scads of tickets to surround him with security. Mrs. Sarojini Naidu, president of the Indian National Congress, once memorably observed, "It cost a lot of money to keep this man in poverty." The Mahatma's possessions were bought by an Indian businessman who says they'll be put on display in India. The seller is a filmmaker, James Otis, who says he will donate the money to unspecified pacifist causes. He initially told the Indian government he would donate the items directly if they agreed to increase spending on the poor to 5% of their gross domestic product. The Indian government told him they are a democracy and do not take orders from American collectors. No one should try to pretend they truly know what Mahatma Gandhi would make of this sale. He gave his life, not just his death, to India, and probably didn't imagine that his unassuming sandals and beggar's bowl would be worth keeping, much less a small fortune. Today we live in a world in which baseball cards have sold for more than $2 million. But the Gandhi whose words I've cherished enjoyed pointing out his own contradictions to remind people he was not a deity. I wonder if he wouldn't remind his supporters how even huge amounts of money given to good causes can quickly disappear. What endures is the example of a man who might say, "Give my bowl to someone who is hungry and fill it." Thank you.